Brishus the Rav Shlita, Brishus Kol HaKohol HaKadosh HaZeh. I just want to thank everyone on behalf of the Enterprise family, on behalf of Naftali, who is in Sader, this Asifa, for coming. Thank you all. I know everyone is very busy, Baruch Hashem. A lot of tirdois, a lot of simchois, Baruch Hashem. But everyone here, the Chavim, have made a very good effort to come and be together. I just want to introduce Naftali with a very short word. No, I have a word. This is not for you. Then we'll come to you. Akiva Shammai, Zechonu Livracha, was nifter between Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach. Just like this year. Is that correct? It was Mitzoy Shabbos Bereishis. The last thing we learn in Shabbos Bereishis, the last pasuk of Parshas Bereishis, are the words V'noyach Motzochein Be'enei Hashem. And then we're mafsek. A whole week goes by, and then we come to a new parsha. Start Torah fresh. You have to look at each parsha separately. It's not always a good idea to know what's coming ahead. It's very interesting. The last thing, after you learn, you misayim the parsha, Parsha Hashavu in Beis HaKnesses, what do? We say, Kaddish Yosem. Yiskadal v'yiskadash v'erab. This Kaddish was established by Chazal for Yisoymen, for people, for Niftarim, for the Meisei Yisrael. Different opinions, who should say the Kaddish? Some shuls, there's a Hakpada, and Ovel should say, some shuls, B'davka, and Ovel should not say, because we want to give the Kaddish for people from whom there is no one to say in Kaddish for the different, but it was established for the Eloi Nishmas, the Meisei Yisrael. And then if you want to look at this al derech drush, not al derech pshat, it's almost as if we're saying Kaddish for Noach. V'Noach, Motzachin b'nei Hashem. The last Aliyah ends off on a sour note. Lo yado in ruchi. I'm not going to let man live forever. Man's not going to live for 1,000 years. He's only going to live for 120 years. Man is not what was meant to be. It was not did not turn out the way I had planned. But v'noyach, motzochein v'enei Hashem, yiskadal v'yiskadash le'rabo. And that's Noach. Noach also comes to an end. And then a week goes by. And suddenly, Noach is alive. Eileh told us Noach, not only is he alive, Noach ish tzadik tamim hoya b'day reisav. What's the Musa Haskel? The Musa Haskel is that they're at tzadikim. And there comes a time, we don't know why, Hashem takes them from us. And they're people that are tzadikim gemurim motza molechim. And a person can make a mistake and think, it's over. You say Kaddish. But then, after time passes, it's been 2 years since the Petira of Kiva Shammai, we come together, and what do? Eileh told us Noach. Just because we said Kaddish, doesn't mean it's over. Iker told us, same shal tzadikim, adem aseim, adem maasim toivim, Torah, Yerushalayim, how they've changed the world, how they've changed us. And it is so true for Kivi, for Akiva Shammai ben Eliezer. It's been 2 years, there's been a hefsek. The Kaddish was said, but the fact that we're here today is a testament. Eileh told us Noach. Kivi lives on. He's with us, he's mashpi on us, he's here for us, his influence is always with us, and may he continue to be a Melech Yosher for Mishpacha and for Chaverim and for the entire Klal Yisrael.